It's a sideline view on a Saturday afternoon. Well, of course, our local Bengalla Group 21 season came to an end. Not the kind of end that we wanted. I wanted to catch up with a few of the people involved with a number of our local clubs to find out how the season went and what things look like for season 2022. I'm joined today by Kurt Dahl from the Muswellbrook Rams. Kurt, how you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Not too bad. What do you think of the Rams season for 2021? It certainly came on towards the end there.
Yeah, we did, mate. We definitely battled for most of the year. It was a rebuilding year for us. Obviously, we were playing reserve grade the year before, and Johnny Deacon, I can't say enough about what Johnny Deacon done for our club this year in the rebuilding with the players and getting the boys there. And you know, he had a very young squad, and they all had a crack. And now we were looking like going into our last game of the year, needing to win that to make the semis. And considering, we probably only had our strongest side probably 3 weeks out from them games. You know, so like once we got our strongest side and the boys are starting to click, like we were starting to come along really well. We put, you know, we were down 2 points against Scone at half time towards the end of the year as well. So, you know, the boys showed that they can definitely stick it with everyone, and it was just a matter of putting it all together.
Certainly have the nucleus of a good side. I'm a big supporter of the front rowers. I'm part of the old front rowers union. So, you know, I like what Grew and Rosberg were doing there. They really set a platform. And even though the team couldn't always take the opportunity and build off that, they certainly put them in a good place.
No, a lot of it come back to inexperience, I think. When you have blokes like Adam Grew, Jaden Rosberg, Chanel Mautautia, you know, them blokes have got a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge, and to have our young blokes get into pressure situations and panic a little bit, it definitely doesn't help. But those blokes were massive for us. Grewy was huge. And, you know, hopefully they'll be sticking around next year.
Well, that leads me to my next question. Is the expectation that, you know, the big names, the nucleus of the side, will be coming back in 2022?
Yeah, that's the expectation, mate. We signed Jaden Rosberg as captain coach for next season, an option for 2023. We're obviously in agreement with Chanel. And, we just got to sit down and have a chat with Grewy. Hasn't really been easy, you know, with COVID and that sort of stuff. So, before Muswellbrook went back into lockdown last week, we had planned to meet up with all the first grade side and local boys and sign them all up again. So hopefully we can get that done in the next week or two. And basically, Rosie's got a pre-season already mapped out to start in December. So we'll get everything done and dusted and we'll be right to go.
Is John Deacon still going to be involved in some way?
Yes, mate. John Deacon will still be involved in our club no matter what. He's going to be looking at the coaching coordinator's position, mate. So he will oversee all the coaches, help them out and just work around there. He'll also coach the Muswellbrook 16s as well.
Oh, well, that's going to help the club. You've got an AGM coming up very shortly as well, so you'd be looking for people to put their hand up and help. There's always plenty of people with comments about a local football club, but you always need hands on deck, don't you?
Yeah, that's very true, mate. There's always a lot of comments, but not many helpers. And, you know, we're definitely, the Muswellbrook club is now looking for a new turn of event, they're going a new direction. Our executive will stand down, and myself and Kurt Stallworthy. So we're definitely looking for someone with a fresh approach and that's very interested in and getting involved in the club.
You've done some great work, Kurt, over the last couple of years. Given where the club was, you know, we're looking at 2019, but now it's moving forward. You're not going to be a part of it?
No, mate. I've finally decided just to have a break from rugby league and obviously been involved with it since I was 4 years old. So had a pretty good run there and enjoyed my time with Muswellbrook, obviously taking over my dad, captain coach there, and then he was president there. So it was good to play first grade there, win a couple of comps. But now I've left the area, mate, and just moved on.
Well, we're sorry to see you go, but we thank you very much for your contribution to the Muswellbrook Rams, and I'm sure everyone that's in place now will want to continue the legacy that you've started with the club most recently, Kurt.
Yeah, I can only see good things for Muswellbrook coming forward. The the playing group that they have there at the moment are only, they're not that far away from winning a premiership. And we have a, and looking at our juniors coming from, you know, under 13s right through at the moment, Johnny Marco and his committee are doing a great job there at junior league. And it won't be long before that we'll have a very strong under 18 side again in the next year or two.
Oh, looking forward to seeing great success for the Rams at Olympic Park over the next few years. Kurt Dahl, again, thank you very much for your contribution and thanks for joining us on the Sideline View today.
No worries, mate. Thank you very much for your time.